AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's a sound heard all too often over the past few days in Lebanon. Today, Hezbollah officials tell the AP walkie-talkies exploded. Solar equipment also exploded today. At least 9 people were killed. Yesterday, at least 12 people died in Lebanon as pagers exploded. The AP's Joseph Fetterman reports there has been no comment from Israel.
Israel certainly has the expertise to do something like this. Its Mossad spy agency is known for daring operations behind enemy lines. It has strong intelligence capabilities as well as strong technological capabilities. What experts are saying is that this shipment of pagers most likely was targeted before it was delivered. Somebody in the supply chain managed to get to these pagers and rig them with very small explosives.
Israel's defense minister told troops today they're at the start of a new phase in the war. It requires courage, determination, and perseverance. He made no mention of the explosions of electronic devices, but praised the work of Israel's army and security agencies, saying the results are very impressive. The UN General Assembly strongly supported a non-binding Palestinian resolution demanding Israel get out of Gaza and the occupied West Bank within a year. The Justice Department is suing to recover more than $100 million from the bridge collapse in Baltimore in March. A cargo ship crashed into the Key Bridge. Acting Deputy Assistant Attorney General Chetan Patel says there were longtime problems with the ship, the Dolly.
The evidence shows that excessive vibration was a longstanding problem on the ship, which Grace Ocean and Synergy sought to remedy with makeshift aftermarket fixes that fell well short of appropriate standards.
Sean Diddy Combs is asking a judge to let him await his sex trafficking trial at his luxury home on an island near Miami Beach rather than a federal jail cell in Brooklyn. This is AP News. Anyone who needs to renew a passport can skip the paperwork. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The State Department says its online passport renewal system is now fully operational. That'll let applicants skip the current process of printing and mailing paper applications and a check, a process that often caused delays. The department says post-pandemic changes have reduced wait times. Most applications are now done in far less than the advertised 6 to 8 weeks. It expects the online system to further reduce the wait. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in New York are looking for a man and a woman who took an empty subway train on a brief joyride before they crashed it and took off. Surveillance photos released by the NYPD show a woman dressed all in pink, including a pink shower cap, and a man in a blue tank top. They got on an unoccupied train and somehow got it running. No one was hurt. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.